Losing sleep because of your cat, part 5. 9 a.m. saw the postman walking through the yard. Whitey knew him too. He was always kind enough to bring him something tasty, as he always had his cup of tea with Keith's dad at that hour of the morning. Smoko breaks, between shift breaks, lunch breaks, tea breaks. Whitey was in attendance at all ceremonies. He worked like clockwork, just like those who frequented the truck yard every day. Yes, siree, Whitey was the yard's cat. Everyone loved him, and he absolutely loved being the boss there as well. When I have asked Keith on occasion, "What memories do you have of Whitey?" he always says to me, "Well, I know he was always taking over. He ran the show." So if you think that a cat can't be trained to live side by side in the world of humans, then think again. Keith had a very well-trained cat for many years until he got a little too old and one day missed his footing around the 32 wheels of the big rigs around which he worked. You can guess his demise from those few words. Do you like to sleep in? Do you have a cat? I'm not sure whether sleeping in and having a cat are two things that go together well. It's like when you bring home the new human baby and you just presume that it won't be long before life returns to normal. Which reminds me of a cousin we visited soon after they had their first child. Previous to this momentous change in their lives, they had both been avid skiers, travelling the world to the renowned ski spots, thoroughly enjoying their chosen sport of fun, pleasure and lucrative income. They used to teach skiing to patrons who were attracted to the mountains in every country they headed for. They had an ideal single life as a married couple. No encumbrances, no commitments other than to each other. Life was truly fun. And that is the end of part 5.